英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world. Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》，我是江涛老师。在昨天的节目当中呢 ，Shirley 呢带着她的妹妹 Cindy 一起呢到 Bargain Market to buy something。可是啊 ，Cindy 却是喜欢这些时尚的啊这个品牌的东西，那对这个啊 Bargain Market 当中的东西呢是一点也不感冒 ，right？ 那昨天呢还学到了类似于 Bargain。Right? 啊，还学到了 be sure 这些核心单词和核心词组，千万不要忘记。接下来我们一同进入今天的学习新内容。今天为大家准备的话题二呢，是发生在小商品市场 smallware market 当中的第二个话题，叫做什么呢？叫做 DIY。DIY 是什么意思呢 ？Do it yourself， 自己动手。那说到这个 DIY 呢，实际上也是一种时尚的生活方式哈。现在人们的生活水平提高了，是吧？啊，流行吃野菜，是吧？唱山歌，是不是？还有呢，就是自己动手做东西了啊。您看，就包括啊，我们以前是吃蔬菜，是吧？吃水果，现在呢不了。现在呀，啊，最流行的是自己到菜园里头摘菜，自己爬到果树上去摘水果。所以说呢，那么。这个就流行了一个词叫做自己动手 DIY， OK， do it yourself。 那你看很多女孩子呢都非常喜欢哈，在自己这个白色的 T 恤上面画一些自己喜欢的图案，是不是？那还有什么呢？自己动手做一些陶艺品来送给啊我们的朋友。那有的小朋友呢现在呢自己也是啊这个老师过生日的时候呢自己画一张小小的生日卡片 birthday card 给送给老师，那么这统统都称什么呢 DIY， do it yourself。 好，那么接下来就来见识一下哈，我们这个 Benjamin Shirley May Daniel 一家有关于 DIY 的情景剧。
What's that? Are you Chinese or what?It's embroidery, of course.
Sis, don't get me wrong. I know what it is. I mean, why are they doing this here?
It's a strategy to attract more customers. Isn't it interesting?
Very interesting, and it does seem to work. This place is packed.
What's more, you can pay some money to have a try if you want. Want to try?
I'd rather save the chance for others. I don't think I have the talent for that.
Is there anything you can make with your own hands?
Sure. There is a DIY bar on the next street. Let's go there.
What is the DIY thing? Bar? Do you go to the bar during the daytime?
Don't you know the place? It's really near. DIY means do it yourself.
So, what do you do there? Surely not needlework.
I make ceramic cups there.Do you remember the gift I gave you for your last birthday? Those two cups?
Oh, sure. One of them has a small hole on its bottom. You didn't say they were made by you. Why didn't you tell us?
I had planned to, but you guys said they're too ugly. So I changed my mind. But I'm much better now, trust me.
Okay, let's just go to the DIY bar and check it out.
哦，原来呀，这个 Cindy 如此之时尚的一个女士，自然也非常的喜欢啊流行的 DIY 啊。她今天啊告诉 Shirley 说，哎，有个地方啊叫做手工自助吧啊，非常能够这个招揽顾客啊，那里人很多啊，还告诉了 Shirley 啊很多有关于 DIY 的事情。那 Shirley 呢，第一次接到 DIY 这样一个信息哈、啊，显得啊有点这个不知所措。好，那么接下来呢，看一看我们今天的这些个重点单词和词组。The first one, the first keyword is talent. Talent means gift, 天赋。在情景剧中啊，这个 Cindy 说了 I don't think I have the talent for that. Talent 意思天赋天资，她有音乐的天赋。 She has a talent for music. 啊，这个
他有很多很多的 talents, a man of many talents, 那就是哇他是这个造物者的恩宠啊，造物主的恩宠是吧，啊他有很多的才艺啊，多才多艺， a man of many talents, her talents are well known, 人人都知道啊，他很有才干，他很有天赋， a painter of great talent,哇，一个天才的画家，嗯 ，talent, 天赋，天资。We are always looking for new or fresh talent. 啊，这是经常很多公司的这个人力资源部的经理说的这样一句话。We are always looking for new and fresh talent. 我们总是在不断寻找新的天才 ，right? Talent, 才干，天赋，天资。今天要讲的第二个单词呢，就是 ugly。在今天的情景剧中啊 ，Cindy 说：“但是啊，你们都说他太丑了。”这句话怎么说呢 ？But you guys said they are too ugly. Ugly 的意思在这里是难看的、丑的。在世界名著《巴黎圣母院》当中啊，有一个阿西莫多啊，他呢，我们说 he had an ugly face.啊，他有一张很难看的脸 ，an ugly building， 难看的建筑物啊 ，an ugly wound， 丑陋的伤口啊，很难看的伤口是吧？啊，这个我们造一个句子哈，我们造这 ，How can I live in such an ugly building？ 啊，我怎么能够住在这么落伍、这么丑陋的房子里面呢？是不是啊？这个 ，How can I live in such an ugly building？Ugly, 丑陋的、难看的，当然有的时候呢还有敌意的、阴险的意思啊。比如说 ,ugly rumor, ugly rumor 就是一个非常之阴险的谣言啊，对你不利的是吧 ?An ugly laugh, 一个丑陋的笑，这怎么翻译呢啊，艰险的笑声是吧啊，笑得很阴森 ,an ugly laugh, 嗯，我们造一个句子哈。说这个你这只丑小鸭别做白日梦了 You, an ugly duckling, do not daydreaming、啊、千万不要再做白日梦了 You, an ugly duck, right? Ugly duck, 丑小鸭、啊、看一看今天的重点词组 Have a try, 尝试 You can pay some money to have a try if you want在情景剧中啊 ,Shirley 说嗯这个东西付一点钱就可以尝试尝试了。You can pay some money to have a try if you want. Have a try 的意思是试一试。Have a try, 啊一般的用于鼓励别人做某事。嗯 ,Have a try, 啊试一试吧没问题。Don't be shy, have a try, 别害羞试一试。嗯啊再找一个句子哈。I don't think I will be any goodAt basketball, but I will have a try. 我不认为我打篮球会有多少天赋，是吧？啊，我有多少特长？不过呢，我倒是愿意试一试。But I will have a try. Hey, the fish is delicious. Just have a try. Hey, 今天的鱼很新鲜呢、哦，尝一尝吧。如果您要是把我们的节目啊 ，Winners English 英语大赢家推荐给您的朋友的时候，您就可以这么说 ：Hey。You are going to be interested in this program. Just have a try. Hey, 你会对这个节目感兴趣的，尝尝吧。嗯 ，You are going to be interested in this program. Just have a try, right? 啊 ，have a try， 尝一尝，试一试。来，下面看一看，总结总结我们今天的功能性句型 ：around DIY, do it yourself. 嗯 ，There is a DIY bar on the next street.啊，下一条街有一个手工自助吧 ，There is a DIY bar on the next street。那么在情景剧中呢，啊，这个 Cindy 向 Shirley 推荐这个 DIY bar 啊，手工自助吧的一句话 ，There be 的句型 ，There is a DIY bar on the next street。Just go, just have a try 啊啊，这个去吧，是不是？走吧，啊，试一试吧。 好，那么再看第二个功能性句型，说啊，你愿不愿意尝一尝 DIY 呢？自己动手做一做呢？那你说了，我还是把机会让给别人吧。我觉得我没有做这个的天赋，是不是？当面对 DIY 的挑战的时候呢，有人会退缩，那么这个时候您就要找一个很好的借口了。那这句话怎么说呢？I would rather save the chance for others. I don't think I have the talent for that. 什么意思呢？我想我还是这个节省这个机会留给别人吧。就是把这个机会留给别人吧。我不认为我有天赋来做这个。那这句话是 I'd rather save the chance for others. I don't think I have the talent for that.这是第二个功能性句型。那么第三个呢，就是哇 ,DIY 能够做什么呢？在那里我自己制作了一个陶瓷杯，这句话怎么说呢？ I make ceramic cups there. I make, 我做了一个 ceramic cups, 陶瓷的茶杯啊 ,cups there. I make something there. 我在那里自己做了什么什么东西。好，来再来听一遍我们今天的情景句。
What's that?
Are you Chinese or what?It's embroidery, of course.
Sis, don't get me wrong. I know what it is. I mean, why are they doing this here?
It's a strategy to attract more customers. Isn't it interesting?
Very interesting, and it does seem to work. This place is packed.
What's more, you can pay some money to have a try if you want. Want to try?
I'd rather save the chance for others. I don't think I have the talent for that.
Is there anything you can make with your own hands?
Sure. There is a DIY bar on the next street. Let's go there.
What is the DIY thing? Bar? Do you go to the bar during the daytime?
Don't you know the place? It's really near. DIY means do it yourself.
So, what do you do there? Surely not needlework.
I make ceramic cups there.Do you remember the gift I gave you for your last birthday? Those two cups?
Oh, sure. One of them has a small hole on its bottom. You didn't say they were made by you. Why didn't you tell us?
I had planned to, but you guys said they're too ugly. So I changed my mind. But I'm much better now, trust me.
Okay, let's just go to the DIY bar and check it out.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声英奥运全民讲英语特别节目英语大赢家。那今天的特别的任务呢，就是来学一学平价市场，或者我们说自由市场 Bargain Market 第一个语速，而第二个呢，就是我们中国的一个特产，叫做 Chinese Knot，中国节，中国传统的装饰节，中国节啊。那么这两个语速呢，是在自由市场啊，如果和我们的外国朋友啊在逛自由市场的时候啊谈论的两个必须的东西。第一啊，平价市场 bargain market 到底是怎么回事？第二，那么在平价市场买到咱们中国的中国节，那么中国节又是怎么一回事呢？啊，看一看我们今天为大家提供的语速。好，那么接下来呢，让我们一同来进入今天的行业英语每日一句。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都参与。
好，欢迎进入行业英语每日一句。那今天呢，江老师继续为工作在商场的听众朋友啊，这个送上这样一句话，还是一句夸奖的话。可是呢，这一次夸奖的、称赞的可不是买东西的人，而是要接受啊这个买的东西的人啊。这个有的听众朋友听不明白了，是吧？这话怎么绕的呀？也就是说，如果我们碰见某一个顾客啊，他买东西要送给他的亲朋好友，那么这个时候实际上我们称赞他的亲朋好友啊，实际上也就是在称赞我们的顾客。比如说啊，他买了一个手镯，是吧？啊，这个你问他，您是跟谁买的呀？说跟我的未婚夫买的。哇，您的未婚夫简直真的是太幸运了。说这样的话的效果会是怎样呢？一定会让您的顾客眉开眼笑。那么这句话怎么说呢？您的未婚夫真的是太幸运了。Your fiancé is a lucky man. 啊，他真是一个幸运的男人啊，找到了你这样好的未婚妻 ，right？ 来，再来一遍这句话，您的未婚夫真的是很幸运 ，Your fiancé is a lucky man。Okay, for the final time, I'll read that again for you. Your fiancé, 未婚夫 your fiancé is a lucky man. 好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间，同一频率，江涛老师和您不见不散。